Hello and welcome to the Get Transformed podcast of Transformation Christian Fellowship. We are so excited that you are tuning in, and hope that you would be empowered and transformed by the Word of God.
All right, go with me to John chapter 3, verse 6. Another thing is too, like I said last week, let's grow our church together. If you know you go to a good place where you're getting taught, share with somebody, let somebody know. Amen. It takes only one to reach another person. Amen. And so I'm excited about this. Now we're in a series called The Inside Man, and I'm excited. This is one of my favorite teachings. And if you got your phones out, take your phones out, because I'm gonna teach you. Last Sunday the Holy Spirit just wrecked the church, and so I didn't finish anything. And it was awesome. But the inside man, we will discover what the spirit man is and how it relates to the work of grace in our lives in order that we may walk in community with the Heavenly Father. I want you to repeat this after me, ladies and gentlemen. Say, I have a spirit man. I want you to say it again. Say, I have a spirit man. And in order for me to live at my highest form of spirituality, I have to live by the Spirit. Amen. All right, let's all read this together as one. This is what Jesus said to Nicodemus here in John chapter 3, verse 6. Let's read it together. It says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Let's read it one more time. That which is born. Amen. So I'm going to continue where I left off last Sunday. We're going to talk about born of God. Amen. And I'm just trying to lay the foundation of where we are. So let's start here. Last week I was talking to you. I want you to understand this is going to be a little bit of review, but I'm going to throw in some more things if I can go deeper with you. Okay. So let's go deeper for a second. And if you're taking notes, this is one of those message series you need to take notes on. Here we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's deal with the makeup of man. Let's deal with your makeup. Let's deal with that. When I'm talking about man, I'm not saying men. I'm talking about mankind. Amen. All right. Just for some people like, oh, he's sexist. No, I'm not. I'm talking about mankind. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I are not dualistic, meaning that you are not body and soul. You are tripartite. That means you consist of three components, spirit, soul, and body. You are originally a spirit. And then in essence and nature, you are a spirit that has a soul that is wrapped in this flesh we call a body. Amen. The Bible does not teach that you are dualistic, meaning that if you believe that you're just body and soul, you already are in ignorance, meaning that you don't realize is that you're already being controlled by two things, body, soul, and that alone. When you and I are born, when we come into this world, ladies and gentlemen, our spirits are automatically dead. It's not awakened. The reason why it's not awakened, because you are not regenerated, meaning that, the long story short, you're not born again. You have not accepted Jesus Christ. And so that part of you is dead, ladies and gentlemen, because of the fall of one man, all of us died, meaning that all of us have suffered that spiritual death because of the sin of one man. That means that we needed Jesus in order for that part of us to awaken. Yeah. So the reason why there are certain things that you have to understand, that if you don't understand that, then you're already going to lose the battle called life. Yeah. Because before you came to Christ, you are ruled by body and soul, and that alone. In God's original intent, it was meant for the spirit man to rule your soul and body as it has its connection with God. And so, therefore, let's talk about the body for a second. The body, ladies and gentlemen, As we go into the next thing, let's do 1 Thessalonians 5:23 again. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, the Bible, consisting of three, spirit, soul, and body. All of that is being saved. Amen. All of it is being sanctified. Now, let's move on to the body. Your body. It is through the physical body that man comes into contact with the physical world. That means world consciousness. You come into this world, you have world consciousness. It's the way in which the body interacts with the world. That's what you need. You need the body form. In order for Jesus to die, he needed to come in flesh, meaning a body, so that he can interact, so that he could be physically present within this world construct. I was going to say something, but I'm not going to go there yet. I'm even telling you that even wicked spirits and demons need bodies to interact here in the world. Because the way that God illustrated is that man, that for spirits to live, it has to live in a body. Yeah. I'll get into that a little later. All right.
Hey guys, it's Billy here at Transformation Christian Fellowship. And I need you to go ahead and download our TCF Church app. Per usual, you can catch our sermons, inspirational messages, and updates. But we have something new, our community circle chats. Feel free to go ahead and start engaging with us in the app in real time. And of course, you can still find it in the Google Play Store and the App Store. Don't miss out. And remember, transformation starts here.
And so, world consciousness. I'm aware of the things of the world that surround me because of body form. Let's go to the soul. The next part is your soul. The soul, ladies and gentlemen, comprises your intellect, which aids us in the present state of existence, and the emotions that proceed from the senses. This is termed self-consciousness. So the soul, ladies and gentlemen, is your personality. It is the organ of your body, ladies and gentlemen, where your free will exists. It is that part of you where your free will exists, ladies and gentlemen. It is what makes us all individual. It makes us all, that's where your personality, all of that comes from the soul, ladies and gentlemen. But the soul, ladies and gentlemen, is very self-conscious because it's about I. And before Christ, ladies and gentlemen, we're living off world consciousness and self-consciousness. Ladies and gentlemen, as I stated to you last Sunday, this is not New Age teaching that I'm teaching you. For New Age, ladies and gentlemen, and that teaching is false. They take certain terms like consciousness and all of this stuff and take it from what it really means from a biblical point of view. The reality of what I'm trying to tell you is that before we're born again, we're ruled by your soul and the body. And that all, ladies and gentlemen, is what guides and drives our behavior. And so the Bible would talk about how we are shaped in iniquity. But I'll get into that in a second. So the soul belongs to man's own self and reveals personality. It expresses individuality. Again, man's free will exists there. But the soul stands between two worlds, and it interacts between two worlds. It's linked also to the spiritual world through the spirit and with the material world through the body. It also possesses the power of free will, hence is able to choose from among its environment. The spirit cannot act directly upon the body. It needs a medium. Say, my soul is the medium between my body and my spirit man. So the soul is the medium, meaning that, ladies and gentlemen, that the medium is the soul produced by touching of the spirit with the body. That means the soul therefore stands between the spirit and the body, binding these two together. The spirit can subdue the body, but only through the medium of the soul, so that it will obey God. Likewise, the body through the soul can draw the spirit into loving the world. So if your body, so if your spirit, ladies and gentlemen, if it has not been awakened, or let's put it this way, if you now have been awakened, your spirit of man has been awakened through believing on Jesus Christ, the body can still control your spirit man if you keep your spirit man oppressed. Wow. Meaning that your body and your emotions can control, can do more of the controlling for your spirit to start loving the world, which it wasn't created to do. But if you don't keep it in the subjection that the body and the soul be subjected to the spirit, then that's how we fall into temptation. I'm telling you how temptation, all that stuff works. I'm telling you the game plan. This is how it works. If you don't know how it works, then you find yourself falling. All right, can we go deeper? Now let's deal with the spirit part of man. I'm doing this a little fast. Oh, thank you, Deborah. You already there. Shout out to Deborah. She's back in the house of the Lord. Amen. She's back. God, you know, had a little thing, but she's back in the house. The spirit, that part which communicate with God and by which we alone are able to apprehend and worship him. Here we go again. It is the highest distinctive part of man. It is the immortal part of you. The term God consciousness. I want you to understand the spirit does not die. The soul does. Yeah. The body dies, but the spirit does not die. Right. Your spirit will either spend one or two places, either in heaven or hell. Either you with God or you're burning for eternity. It's either one. Your spirit never dies. It's the immortal part of you. Thus, it is the highest distinctive part of man. See, everybody wants to say, oh, I'm so spiritual. I'm not religious. But what makes a person spiritual? Are you spiritual because you got good vibes? Are you spiritual because of the vibrations of the universe? I'm just feeding that off. Y'all know y'all heard it. Is that what makes me spiritual? I don't get with the church thing. I'm more spiritual. What does that even mean? Ladies and gentlemen, you're mystical. You're not spiritual. That doesn't make you spiritual because you're in the different philosophies and ideologies. That'll make you spiritual. What makes you a real person spiritual is the fact that you have been awakened to who Jesus is. You've given your life to Christ because you can't be spiritual without understanding who is without being awakened, without being born again, without being alive in Christ now. And being alive in Christ, meaning that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. That's right. Now, hear me. The spirit man is not the Holy Spirit. The spirit man is the place in which the spirit, the inherited life of God, lives. Meaning that the house, meaning that your spirit man is the place where God communicates with. He doesn't communicate with your soul. Everyone look, he doesn't communicate with your senses. Some people say, I just need a big sign from God to come out of the sky. He ain't doing that. The reason why you ain't hearing nothing because your spirit man dead. You got it dormant. If you want to really communicate with God, you communicate with him through the spirit. That's high level of God consciousness. True God consciousness is living by the spirit. That's what God consciousness is. Living at your highest form of spirituality is being God conscious and not self-conscious. This is the difference between what it means to really live in your high spirit, high form of spirituality, because in New Age doctrine, it tells you that you are yourself. It's your self-consciousness. You are a God in your own right, and you can manifest this and this and that. And it's really more you're living in the soulless realm because it's about what you can do. But if you're really living by the spirit, it's all your dependency is on God, not yourself. Because to truth be told, Paul tells us in Romans that the law of, we're dead because of the law of the flesh, which exists, ladies and gentlemen, in the whole works idea that I got to work for this. I got to work for my salvation. That's all about you having to do something and not depending on what Jesus already did on the cross. I don't have to work to do anything. It's already been done. Are you hearing what I say? Is this making sense so far? Now, let me get into this. I want to talk to you now about what is the flesh. You hear all of these words in church, the flesh, all of this stuff. I want to tell you what this stuff means so that you have understanding. Amen. Here we go. The flesh is the totality of mankind. Without exception, the Bible views all men to be flesh. Say, I'm flesh. I am fleshly. Every man is controlled by the composite of soul and body called the flesh. So your flesh is the composite of the soul and the body, following both the sins of his body and the self of his own soul. Anytime you and I fall, ladies and gentlemen, we fall because we're following the sins of our body and our own self of our soul. That's what it's about. That's what we call the flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the constant fight. A lot of times people say, I gave my life to Christ, but why am I experiencing these new feelings and all of this stuff like that? I'll tell you why. You ready for it? Lean in. Here it is. Before you are saved, ladies and gentlemen, the flesh has nothing to oppose it. Meaning that there is nothing there to oppose your own lust or anything like that. Because you're living self-ruled.
Come on.
Before Christ, you're self-ruled. Under the works of Satan.
That's right.
No, I'm not. Oh, yes, you are. You're self-ruled. The fact that you say that is your pride. You're self-ruled. Ladies and gentlemen. The moment you give your life to Christ, and this is the contention that people have, why do I feel this feeling every time I do something that satisfies my soul, but I don't feel good about it? That's what we call conviction. Why? Because the spirit man that now has been awakened by the spirit opposes your flesh. Meaning that the spirit man, ladies and gentlemen, was designed to teach you how to overcome your flesh by the working and empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And the flesh, ladies and gentlemen, works in opposition against God. Therefore, you could never love God or never serve God the way that you need to, because your flesh is about you, and you. And God is telling you, it's not about you, and you. It's about me. The reason why we sometimes go against the plan of God is because we're not in our highest form of spirituality, because we feel as though that we know better than God.
That's it.
We feel as that, hey, God, you don't know this. I know that this is going to happen. And you trying to wrestle against an omniscient God.
Come on.
God knows the beginning from the end, and you're trying to tell him what your end is going to be when he knows it. You trying to prove to God that there will be a different result of you doing what you're going to do versus what God already knows what's going to happen. How prideful is that? Here's the thing, God, why not submit yourself to a person that knows your whole life story from beginning to end, knows how everything's going to go if you just make these choices, this is what's going to happen for you. Rather than you just say, I think I want to do this, and that, and I think this is going to give a better result. How foolish can that be of you?
Yeah.
It's fool. You trying to find fool's gold. It ain't going to happen. Because God knows the way that you should take.
That's right.
But your flesh, if it's not under control of the spirit, you are oppressing what the spirit man wants to do in your life by letting your body and your senses and yourself control your things. Control your behaviors. Control the different things that you do. All right, you want Bible? Let's back it up with Bible. Galatians 5, verse 16 and 17. We're going to read this together. Let's read. I say then,
walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Let's go to verse 17 really quickly here. Verse 17.
For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
You are being controlled by one or the other. Either it's the spirit or the lust of your own flesh.
Come on.
One or the two. All right? Both of them are contrary to one another. Meaning that neither one likes one another. And both are fighting for your control.
That's it.
Can I help you understand something? Can I help you understand this real quick? Your flesh has not gone anywhere because you've been born again.
Come on.
Oh, I just thought when I gave my life to Christ, my flesh was going to go and it's gone. You a liar, ain't gone.
Not gone.
I'm sorry if somebody didn't tell you that your flesh still exists. Oh, it still exists. It's still very much present. Because God was not trying to transform. He's not trying to transform your flesh. He's not trying to transform that, ladies and gentlemen. By no means. Because it's irreparable. It can't be repaired. What he wants you to do is so your spirit man can be awakened, because the spirit man is far more powerful than your flesh. But we don't allow our spirit man to be powerful than our flesh when we are allowing it to be oppressed by your soul and your body.
That's it.
Let's make it plain like this. Let's bring it down to today's context. Let's add some little ratchetness to the game. Here we go. It goes like this. You get a text from a particular individual. If you're a brother, you get, you know, you feel in a particular way. And you know who's on your contact list to fulfill that particular need. Because someone's laughing a little bit too hard there. I just y'all know what I'm about to go with this, right?
No.
But it's real. Can we give a real example here? You know who you can text to slide through and do what it do. Are you hearing what I say? You like the rhyme there. Thank you. You like the rhyme. You know who you can call. Ladies, you also know the person that can hit your phone and will make you slide on through. Here's the three parts, ladies and gentlemen. Can we give it here? While the spirit may be willing, your flesh is very weak. And you know who makes you weak in the knees, as SWV was saying. But in that moment, ladies and gentlemen, while the spirit man could have the power to say to your soul and your body, come under control, in your soul, you have to make a decision of your own free will what you will do. Because while the spirit wants to control and your body is trying to control your soul to make a decision to go that way, you still have a decision to make. And that's where people could fall, because they allow their body and their soul to override the spirit man. Therefore falling. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's how the devil works. The devil works off of the things that you like, not the things you don't like. Because if you don't like it, he ain't going to be able to tempt you.
Come on.
Think about it. You already know the deal. You get tempted to want to do other things
that you like.
And guess what? The flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And ladies and gentlemen, in that moment, you have to make a decision. What are you going to do? Do I continue to fall for the same entrapment, or do I allow my spirit to control my soul and body to say, no? I don't have to fall into this. I have the power to overcome my soul and my body and say, no, your little feeling down there is under control.
Under. That's right.
You know, I use other words, but I was. And the people of God said what?
Amen.
That's the truth. Because guess what? That's where people don't understand. That's where people fall. Let's go here. Romans 7, real quick. Romans 7. I'm trying to bring this so clear that you understand this. So, my dear brothers and sisters, that is the point. You died to the power of the law when you died with Christ. Now you are united with the one who raised you from the dead. As a result, we can produce a harvest of good deeds for God. You can't produce anything for God living by the flesh. That's why you need to be born again.
That's right.
You can't produce anything. Oh, I'm doing this for God. No, you're not. Because the truth of the matter is, God can only work through one spirit that's alive, not one is dead. Here's the thing that kills me with people sometimes. We want to talk to you about holiness, but you can't talk the holiness to a person that spirit is dead. You will never be able to live up to it. Why? Because you're not alive. Your spirit man is not alive. God has not made residence with you. His spirit is not in you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order for you to live on your highest form of spirituality, it starts with the cross. The foundation is the cross, and it's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Without the cross, you don't get the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
With the Holy Spirit and no cross, your sins ain't been forgiven.
That's right.
The foundation of spirituality starts with the fact that of the cross, what Jesus did, and the fact that the Holy Spirit being given to all of us. That's where it starts. Is this making sense to you?
Yes, sir.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that if you're going to live on a high level of God consciousness, you must be able, through the empowerment of the spirit man that lives in your spirit, to be able to control the things of your soul and your body.
Yeah.
Are you hearing what I say to you?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's move a little bit forward and we're getting out of here. The spirit man becomes awakened upon believing in Jesus Christ. Here in our text, ladies and gentlemen, here's what he said. Jesus says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, meaning that you and I were born of the flesh from your parents. It is flesh. That's what it is. Okay, that's the totality of what it is. You were already born in sin. You don't got to teach us how to do it. We know it.
Yeah.
That comes easy, but living by the spirit, through your spirit man, you have to be taught that.
Right.
You have to be taught how to be in righteousness. That's why God gave us the Bible.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why God has given us his spirit.
That's it.
Some people want to read the Bible from a carnal place. There's people who are believers who do believe Jesus Christ and their spirit man is awakened, but you're not allowing the spirit man to rule your life.
That's right.
And the truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you are a carnal believer. You're still living in carnality. You're not living in your highest form.
Come on.
You're not living at your highest form. If you're going to be a highest form, believing is the first part. You got to believe on Jesus.
That's right.
Here we go. Proverbs 20. Here's what I'm going to prove this to you. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. This is what Solomon said. The spirit man. That which lives in you is the lamp, meaning it's the light of the Lord.
Yeah.
When the Bible says you are the light of the world,
yeah,
that's talking and referring to the fact that your spirit man is the one that is able to be the light of the world.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because now the light of God is in you.
Yeah.
The spirit man is the lamp and the Holy Spirit is the light. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, a lamp is not a lamp without a light being in it.
That's it.
It's just there. But if there's no light there, it don't light up.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's saying the spirit of man, your spirit is the lamp of the Lord. The Holy Spirit then is the light that lights up, ladies and gentlemen, your spirit man to allow you to live on the highest form, and that is what searches all the inner depths of one's heart.
Yeah.
That's how we start transforming, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we start changing.
Yeah.
That's where the change happens. The change don't happen in your soul and body. It happens in your spirit man, and from your spirit man, it starts reflecting to your soul, and from your soul, it starts reflecting to your body. You looking for the external change first. But the real change happens internally. Because if it don't start internally, it don't matter what you try to put on flesh, it's going to still be flesh. You can lift, you can beautify, you can put all your Fenty Beauty, you can do all you want, it's still flesh. It's still flesh. It can be fine flesh, but you still fleshly. You can dance it up all you want to, but that's where you'll remain. But if you don't got the Spirit of God in you, You're going to still struggle with them insecurities. You're going to still struggle with them low self-esteem. You're going to still struggle with this because internally, you're not as beautiful as what you try to put on externally.
Come on.
It's the spirit of man through the Holy Spirit that awakens such confidence to stand boldly, ladies and gentlemen. That's where your confidence lies. It's not a false sense of ego. It's not a false sense of confidence that can be easily broken down. No, it is a boldness that we have now in Christ because I've been alive. Here's the thing that you have to understand. To be born of God is to inherit the life of God. You want to know what the difference between you and Adam is? Adam didn't inherit the life of God. What are you talking about, Pastor Brandon? He was made in the image of God and all of that. Yeah, but if you notice, there were two trees in the garden. There was called a tree of life, and there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adam never attained the tree of life.
That's it.
Meaning he never obtained what is eternal.
Yeah.
You, ladies and gentlemen, obtained something that even Adam didn't have. It's the life of God.
Hallelujah.
You inherit, ladies and gentlemen, the life of God by believing in Jesus, his son. Which is his plan for eternity.
Amen.
So how do I overcome my flesh? It's by the inherited life of God. It's the life of God that is put in you that makes you overcome the world.
That's it.
Are you hearing what I say?
Yeah.
I have to live at my highest form. Say, I got to live at my highest form. You can't live below your form. Here we go. Ezekiel 36. This is a prophetic scripture. It says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. Notice that that S is lowercase. It's not referring to the Holy Spirit. It's referring to you.
That's it.
I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. He said, what I'm going to do is take a heart of stone out of your flesh, but then give you a heart of flesh. I'm going to give you my heart and put it in your flesh.
Yeah.
The heart of God, the inherited life of God will reside in your heart by virtue of the Holy Spirit in your spirit man.
Hello, I'm Vernon Hill Sr., teaching pastor here at TCF.
Hello, my name is Aretha Hill. I am the director of Glory Girls.
Thank you for watching us today. If you're in need of a church community and you feel the Lord leading you to connect to this ministry, become more than a member. Be a partner. When you partner with TCF, you become an agent of change, assisting the vision and the mission of the church to connect lives of the transforming power and love of Jesus Christ.
We would love to partner in community and do life with you. So come to TCF. We look forward to seeing you.
And remember,
transformation starts here.
Here we go. 2 Peter chapter 1:4 says, and because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises.
Yes.
These are the promises that enable you to share his what? Divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires.
Yes. Yes.
Don't tell me you can't Pastor B, I sin every day. How? I'm not saying that you are not going to sin. I'm saying, how is it that you're not sinning less? We don't sin. Here's what I say. I hear people we all fall short of the glory of God. Yes, we do. I understand that. I'm giving that. I'm not telling you you're going to be perfect, but if you're really living at your highest form of your spirituality, I'm learning how to sin less. You know, this is not living on the highest form of spirituality when you be like, when you intentionally do something. Well, God knows my heart. There we go. Here I am, the worship. Here you go. I never know how much it costs. Take my sin, Lord.
Call it up.
It don't work like that. And yes, God can forgive you, but that's using grace in vain. You're not living at the highest form which Christ died for. I can overcome world's corruption.
Yes, I can.
I can overcome that. You have to say, I can overcome it. I can overcome that temptation. Whatever that temptation is in front of you, say, I can overcome it.
I can overcome it.
I can overcome that. Why? It's not you. It's the Spirit of God in your spirit man that will overcome it. You have to know that you are more your spirit man, not you, not yourself. Your spirit man is more powerful than yourself.
That's right. That's right.
Meaning your soul. Your spirit man is more powerful than your body. You can't keep allowing something to have more power over something that doesn't even compare to the life of God.
Come on.
The Holy Spirit is far greater, stronger, because he is God himself in you. The Bible says he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in who? You. Meaning that the abundance and all of that, the exceedingly, is by virtue of the Holy Spirit that makes his home in who? You.
That's it.
Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? So we producing weak Christians because they don't understand that the power, we're trying to tell people that the power is in you. It's not you, it's God in you. Who is the hope of glory. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? You can overcome your human desires. We've been telling you, oh, I can't. No, you can. Not because of you, but because of his divine nature. The nature of God exists in the spirit man, not your soul. The nature of God exists in your spirit man, not your body. He saved you so your spirit man could be alive, and his spirit man is equipped to handle all things of life. We're not just talking about just minor things and just sexual temptation and that temptation. No, we're talking about all things that get thrown at your life can be handled through the spirit man that lives inside of you. You can handle it. You're not weak because God is not weak. And the life of God is in you. I need you to say it like confidence. Say, the life of God is in me. The life of God is in me. I have the power to overcome. I have the power to create. I have the power to, oh my God, the Bible says he's given us the ability to create wealth. How did he do it? Through the Spirit of God. I have the creativity of the Spirit of God. Where? In me. To make money. I have the power of God living in me to live righteously. I have the power of God living in me to live holy. You have the power through the Holy Spirit. Because I've been born of who? God. The spirit man is born of God. The flesh is born of the flesh. But those, Jesus told Nicodemus, but those who is born of the Spirit is spirit. Because I returned back to my original state. I came here as a spirit. I'm leaving out as a spirit. But my spirit, when I leave out of here, is being left awakened because of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is my seal until the day of Christ. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You want to live at your highest form of spirituality, you have to be first regenerated, meaning born of God, meaning born again. Confessing and just believing on Jesus that he is who he is. That's it. That is the first. That is just the initiation, right? But in order for you to start, and we'll go into this next week some more, but in order for you to go to the next level in your spirituality, you have to grow. Sell yourself, I got to grow up. And growing up, growing up is where you have growing pains, because it's the growing pain of self versus God. If you really want your inside man to grow and be who you are and live at the, see, can I help you? Living on the abundant life, ladies and gentlemen, is not just waiting to get to heaven and live abundantly there. Living the abundant life, meaning, is living at the highest form in which God created me in this lifetime. Now. Say, I'm practicing now for there. And guess what? I don't got to try to live in the spirit. I just have to be. You just have to. If you be, you won't wrestle against not becoming. What are you talking about, Pastor? What I'm telling you is that the moment you rebel or your pride comes into the way of what you think is the moment you're not being, you're fighting against becoming. Because some of us have an idea of what we want to become that's been shaped by your world conscious and your self-consciousness. But it's not shaped by your highest form of consciousness. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to get you to the place as if you can just tap into the God conscious of life. The Heavenly Father, not the universe, not all of this bull crap they're talking about. I'm talking about him. Jesus is God, no other God. There is no other name that men should be saved other than Jesus. Are you hearing what I say? This is not New Age doctrine, because New Age doctrine is telling you it's you. I'm telling you it's not. You suck. I suck. God is the one that makes us who we are. Well, I know that disturbs some people. I don't care. I suck. Me, Brandon alone, is ratchet, terrible, all of that stuff. Holy Spirit is awakening me. I'm better now. And I'm getting better. None of us have reached the pinnacle because the wrestle will always be against, do I live at my highest form or do I give in to what's below me? Stop fighting at the level of your competition. Woo! That's a t-shirt. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Woo! Stand to your feet. I wish I could take credit for that. The Lord just gave it. Here's what I want you to know this morning as we're getting out of here. If you live at your highest form, we're going to go more into this. Are you excited about what you learned here?
Yes.
Listen, the first step is to be born again. You don't even have to do, see, can I help somebody with this? Because sometimes people think it's always you living just this complete direct life, you know, far from God. It's not that. Because that's why some people feel like they don't need to be saved, because they feel like they're good. I have a good life, I got a good family, but you're not living at your highest form. You get what I'm saying? You don't have to always have something terrible. You struggle with drugs and you did this and you was out here on these streets. It ain't. That's the lie to believe you can't be saved because of those things. Or the lie to believe just because the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, it's not until you really understand that I'm deprived. You know why most people feel like they're missing something? You want to know that place where in a person where you feel like you're missing something? Because it's the place in you that knows that there got to be something more beyond this. What is that that you feel is that God placed eternity in your heart? But here's the problem is that people find it in the wrong things, thinking that they tapped into spirituality. And they didn't. They tapped into a false form of spirituality, presenting itself to be the real thing. But it's not. Because still that place in them, though you can follow the disciplines of a religion that's other than Christianity. And your body can do that, but your spirit and your soul still feels defeated. Because it has not been awakened. And the moment your spirit becomes awakened is the moment you come into what God consciousness actually is in its truest form. And so what I'm trying to get us to understand is, if you're going to live at the truest form of who you are, you have to live like where you came from. I am a citizen of heaven. Lord Jesus, if somebody's not saved, I give you Jesus today. I'm trying to give you the highest form of what it means to be saved, what it means that your soul will be delivered, is through believing on Jesus. And you don't have to do anything crazy. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 that if you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth that you are saved. Bible tells us that any man who calls on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. It's not nothing you got to do crazy. You just got to believe now. You just got to confess and believe it now with your heart. A true conviction, a true belief today. And I'll tell you, if you call on the name of the Lord, I guarantee you, He promises that your spirit man will be awakened today. Your spirit will come alive today. If you want to rededicate your life because you've been allowing your soul and body to oppress your spirit man because you walked away from God, that's available now. Here we go. The reason why your spirit man fails is because you lose connectivity with God. It ain't that God loses connectivity with you. He's still here with open arms. You can come back to Jesus today. You need a church home where you can continue to grow and blossom. Live on the highest form. We would love to pastor you today. But I'm more importantly concerned that while I would love to pastor you and all of those good things, I want you to know who Jesus is. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, those who's watching online, let's all say it together so no one feels left out. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Make me new today. I acknowledge that you died on the cross, that you were buried, you rose again, and you ascended to the right hand of the Father. Today, I want to make you the Lord over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. If you said that prayer, those of you watching online, text that number. We'll tell you the how and why salvation. If you're here and you said that prayer, we believe that you're born again and that you, and we're going to tell you the how and why salvation so you can start the next channel of the next chapter, excuse me, of your life. If you're glad that you are awakened by Jesus, come on, make some noise. Stay right there.
Thanks for listening to the Get Transformed podcast. We hope that you would subscribe so you can continue to be empowered by the latest message. For more information about Transformation Christian Fellowship or Pastor Brandon Hill, visit our website, transformationchristianfellowship.org, or download our free mobile app on the App Store or Google Play Store. If you would like to support this ministry, simply text TCF1 to the number 94000 or visit our website. We thank you for your generosity and for listening to the Get Transformed podcast. And remember, transformation starts here.